God, as we reflect on your word to us this day, may it create in us an openness, a new space in which you will find room to dwell. Amen. Well, ever since the third Sunday of Easter, when we heard the narrative of the resurrected Jesus preparing fire-roasted fish and bread on the beach for exhausted disciples, we have gone backwards in the Gospel of John. So here we are at the sixth Sunday of Easter, and we are back in what is referred to as Jesus's farewell discourse in John's Gospel. It takes place when, prior to Jesus's passion, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus is attempting to prepare his disciples for what is to come. Yet, as those of you know who have experienced the death of a loved one, even knowing that it's going to happen, sometimes even how it's going to happen, doesn't really prepare you for when it actually happens. And so it was with the disciples. If their hearts were not troubled and a bit afraid, Jesus would not have told them in verse 27 of today's passage, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." The disciples lived in troubling, unsettled times. And the one person to whom they have looked to see them through is telling them he's not going to be around much longer. It's certainly understandable that they are troubled. Those of us who have gathered here today bring with us our own troubles, perhaps related to our health or the health of a family member or related to our employment or our lack of employment or to the breakdown or difficulty of significant relationships in our lives, or to expected or unexpected transitions in which we find ourselves. As a congregation, we are experiencing some anxiety, another way of talking about troubled hearts, around changes in staffing and anticipated changes in our approach to worship and education next fall. Also, we certainly don't come here today unaware of the troubles facing our nation and our world. Regardless of political affiliations, educational backgrounds, and work experience, most likely we can agree that certain things are not working for us as we had hoped. They are failing to serve us and to serve the common good. Also, it seems every couple of months or less, we receive an invitation from Lutheran Disaster Response to respond to suffering people impacted by wildfires, hurricanes, floods, and now tornadoes. Troubles abound. That is one thing that has not changed since Jesus was addressing his disciples in the Gospel of John. The more we dwell on that which troubles us, the more troubled we become. The more we dwell on that which frightens us, the more fearful we become. Yet, in the midst of that which troubled the first disciples, and in the midst of that which troubles us today, Jesus speaks words of promise and hope. While it's true that Jesus speaks of going away, he also speaks of that which is to come. He says that through love, relationship, and word, God will come to us and will make a home with us. In other words, God will dwell with us. Thus, we can leave our troubled hearts behind and take heart because God's heart is with us. God's heart is for us and with us, just as it has been with our spiritual ancestors in past times, and will be with our grandchildren's grandchildren in future times. One reason we fear that which is being taken from us, just as the disciples feared what it would mean for Jesus to be taken from them, is that we don't yet see clearly what it is that will take its place. Here at Grace, we have a valued staff member, Carol Terrell, leaving us at the end of this coming week. Yet, in the 77-year history of Grace Lutheran Church, many staff members have come and gone. When we remember that, and we remember that God continues to dwell with us through the gifts of new staff, new members, new volunteers, and new opportunities, our troubled hearts have a chance to be transformed into hearts of gratitude. We can be grateful for that which has been. Indeed, we are grateful for the gifts that Carol has brought to us for the past 3.5 years. We can also be grateful for the gifts that Carol has received by being here, which she will now take into a new arena. Just as she has been a blessing to us, she will now be a blessing to others. And we can celebrate the small part we have played in the time in which our paths have crossed. And next week, we will say a farewell to our child care staff. Paris Demers will be leaving us. Many of you don't know her because she's very much behind the scenes in the nursery. But she has given us a year of her time by taking care of our children. So we will have that opportunity next week to say goodbye to her. And while it's okay to be a bit sad at these times, we remember that sadness isn't the same as being troubled. Sadness reflects our love and is a reality of blessed ties that bind us together, but also release us to others. The changes in our lives, in our congregation, and in our world, which God dwells with us in new ways. Remembering Jesus' words of promise, we remember that important things are coming to us, namely the Holy Spirit. As our advocate, the Holy Spirit will remind us when we forget God's words, when we forget God's presence, and when we begin to be troubled, anxious, and fearful. The Holy Spirit will remind us that God is the true and only source of our peace, the peace that Christ spoke of in today's text. The Holy Spirit will remind us that God does not take things away from us without providing something new in its place. It may be quite different than what was before, and it may surprise us, but it will be a gift from God. As a gift from God, it will inspire within us belief, trust, and hope in God's presence, in God's dwelling. And the Holy Spirit is also teaching us that God's presence brings with it a power to mend that which is broken, to heal that which is hurting, to reconcile that which is torn apart, and to love that which appears unlovable. It teaches us that God can even work through our own imperfections and shortcomings in the process of bringing about God's new creation. So, when you find yourself uncomfortable with changes in your life, in your church, in your world, instead of dwelling only on that which is unpleasant or negative, with the help of the Spirit, remember that this change has created and is creating a new space to experience God's dwelling with you, with us, and with our world. May it be so. Amen.